A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A metallic letter W spins, then stops beneath another W. A red line extends through the bottom letter. WWE Studios. Text appears. Netflix presents a WWE Studios production. A title appears, the main event. A crowd surrounds a wrestling ring. An adolescent, black-haired boy in a hooded vest and blue shirt runs to the corner of the ring. He hoists himself onto the ropes. A hulking wrestler in short trunks, The Miz, runs at the boy. The boy kicks The Miz to the ground. He lands a diving elbow drop on The Miz's chest. The boy puts The Miz in a submission hold. A bearded referee comes to their side. The ref stands and raises the boy's arm. Now, a drawing of the event rests on a bedroom floor. The boy lies in bed.
Leo! Leo!
Minutes.
No, you're gonna be late.
All right. Ankle lock.
She grabs Leo.
I read that this is how Xavier Woods gets Kofi out of bed before a big match.
She tickles him.
You did not read that, Grandma.
I did. I read it.
Okay.
Come on, get up.
All right, kiddo, time to wake up.
Come up, Dad.
He's already up. And when you get home from school, clean that room. It's chaos in there, kid.
Thank you. Any chance you made breakfast, Denise?
Leo's dad, the ref from Leo's dream, follows Denise out. Leo finds a t-shirt with an image of the wrestler Kofi Kingston on it. Next, Leo brushes his teeth. He dribbles on his shirt. In his bedroom, wrestling action figures stand beside art supplies. In a drawing, Kofi does an elbow drop beside the text, jump. Leo stuffs a sketchbook into his backpack and heads downstairs.
All right, it's Monday morning. So you ready? You know what they say, Monday is one step closer to Friday. I read that on Instagram.
You're on Instagram?
Yeah, I got 300 followers. Your grandma's about to be an influencer. Whoa. Nice choice of t-shirt.
Hi, Kofi, how you doing?
Can you do me a favor and not flirt with my t-shirts?
I will second that.
All right, I'm working on myself. So, we gonna watch Raw tonight?
You know it.
Okay, well, in that case, I will see you later.
Sounds good.
I was talking to Kofi.
You're gross.
All right, I love you. Have a good day at school.
Bye, Dad. Bye, Grandma.
Well, how late were you driving that Lyft?
Really late. Good news is, though, that now I get to go to my second job.
Steve, it seems like you're burning the candle at both ends. You look tired.
I am tired. Mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. I gotta do what I gotta do. And I can fix cars in my sleep.
Well, don't work on anybody's brakes today.
Leo bicycles to school. He rolls through a neighborhood. Leo nods toward a boy with glasses, Riaz, and a brown-haired boy, Caleb. The three of them ride away. Later, they stand by a bike rack outside of a school.
Hey, you guys see WWE's feed this morning? What do you guys think the announcement is gonna be? Personally, I hope it's something to do with them looking for a new director.
Here we go.
Look, I'm just saying, there has to be a director back there, calling out the camera angles, the shots.
Yes, there is. His name is Vince McMahon.
Well, I think Mr. McMahon would love my ideas. For example, what about a match filmed entirely by drones?
Drones, always with the drones.
Look, I'm just passionate about my craft. You're not passionate about anything.
I'm passionate about plenty of things. Snorkeling, slam poetry, wondering if Ariana Grande ever thinks her high ponytail is a little too high.
Caleb walks ahead. Leo and Riaz exchange a look. Then, inside.
Speaking of announcements, you gonna do it?
What, the talent show?
No, wrestling.
A sign-up sheet.
You love it more than any of us.
No, I love WWE more than any of us. Different story. Also, look at me.
Yeah, I agree.
Good point. You get trampled.
Of course little Leo won't sign up for the wrestling team.
Yeah, of course little Leo won't sign up for the wrestling team.
I, however, am all over this. Mason, pen me.
The leader of the three bullies signs up.
Whoop bomb!
He knocks down Leo's backpack. The sketchbook slips out. The lead bully picks it up.
Aww. Look at this. Does our little Leo want to be a WWE superstar?
Get that back. Come on.
Mason trips Leo.
One, two, three.
Ding, a teacher ding, approaches.
Ding. Wow. Trevor, Mason, and Luke giving people a hard time. How shocking. Principal's office, now.
Here you go, nerd.
Now, Leo and his friends sit in the cafeteria.
Gentlemen, Raw tonight. New Day versus the Usos.
New Day's winning, no question.
No question, but it's the Usos.
Doesn't matter. I'm picking New Day every time. Kofi Kingston is amazing. Trouble in Paradise is the best finishing move on the planet.
Leo's gaze drifts toward a black-haired girl across the room.
Earth to Leo. Hello?
Leo knocks noodles into his lap.
Great. Just great.
Yeah, today is not your day.
Then, Leo walks his bike away from school. Trevor, Luke, and Mason approach.
Look who it is.
The teacher comes over.
Okay, seriously?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Leo slips away.
You three need a hobby or something?
Look, Miss Cartwright, don't worry, everything's cool. Leo was just educating us on the proper way to eat spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, isn't that right, big guy?
They turn. Leo's gone.
Well, guess we better head home.
Yeah. Better get going.
Lots of homework to do.
Yeah. Straight A's.
All right.
Bye.
I fear for our future.
Now, Leo rides through the neighborhood.
We're gonna get you, Thompson!
Trevor, Luke, and Mason follow. Leo rides over a concrete platform and across a park. He passes through an opening in a vertical stone structure. The bullies continue to pursue him. On a side street, Leo swerves out of an SUV's way.
Go! Okay!
Leo pedals past a home with a sign for an estate sale. He drops his bike, tosses his helmet, and runs past people in business attire outside the sale.
Hey, no kids alive without parents!
Leo runs inside. People mingle around the foyer, reading booklets about the sale. Leo dashes into the next room. Outside, the three boys drop their bikes, doff their helmets, and head to the front door. Leo runs up a staircase and removes a chain blocking his path. He tugs on the nearest doorknob. He grabs another, then enters a third door. Leo surveys the room, filled with old belongings. A vintage boxing poster leans near a pair of boxing gloves, a trophy, and a signed headshot of Andre the Giant. The three boys ascend the staircase. Trevor tries the first door. In the room, Leo hides behind a standing wooden container. One of its compartments opens, revealing an old box inside. The boys approach the door to Leo's hiding place.
Hear that?
Excuse me.
A gray-haired man.
This area is off limits.
Oh, sorry, sir. We were just admiring the beautiful doors.
Great doors.
I'm sure you were. I need you to leave now.
He gestures to the staircase. The boys stalk away. The gray-haired man frowns in their direction. In the next room, Leo observes the box inside the compartment. The symbol of a lightning bolt adorns its lid. He lifts it. A weathered blue item with gold trim lies inside.
Whoa.
He takes the item, a luchador mask, in his hands. Jagged gold trim outlines the edges of fabric decorating the mask. Interlaced string runs up the back of the mask.
That stinks.
Leo takes several breaths, then inhales, puffing out his cheeks. He moves the mask toward his head. He hides it.
Hey, are you with those other delinquents?
No, it was just... they were chasing me.
Oh, I see. Well, they're gone now. What do you have there?
Leo brings the mask out from behind his back.
I found this really cool wrestling mask in this weird secret compartment. Do you know whose it was?
The man takes it.
No. Ooh, certainly smells authentic.
Sure does.
Do you want it? Because if you don't, I'll have to burn it.
Thank you. Wow.
Leo looks across the room.
What about that Ric Flair robe?
Don't push your luck, kid. And don't tell anybody about the mask. You'll get me into trouble.
Leo grins. He takes the mask and its box, then heads for the door. The gray-haired man watches him go. Later, Leo rides home.
Oh, Denise, you look good. Okay.
Denise snaps a selfie.
Ah, here it is, the money shot. All right. Hashtag outfit of the day. Hashtag vintage store owner.
And hashtag blessed.
Post. Grandma's about to be an influencer, baby. And how was your day, Kid Chaos?
The usual.
Uh-oh. Was it Trevor?
You just let me know. I'll come up to that school and open up a can of you-know-what. Okay? Stone Cold Steve Austin style.
She throws punches, then bites the air.
Your granny got hands.
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because, you know, I'll do anything for you, babe. What does that smell?
What smell? I don't smell smell.
I smell something. It doesn't smell right. Is that you?
I don't smell.
You know, I sell clothes that people have literally died in. I know that smell. Did you shower today?
Yes. It's not me.
I smell something. Well, it ain't me.
Then, Leo watches a wrestling match on TV.
Ooh, get him, Kofi!
Ooh, am I missing it? Oh, yes, you go, Big E! Ooh, don't let him hurt that big, beautiful, sexy body. Woo!
You're so weird.
What?
Wrestlers throw Kofi's teammate, Big E, into the ring stairs.
Oh, come on, get up, Big E!
I wish I could be as strong as Kofi. Everything would be so much better.
Well, believe me, kiddo, life isn't all about being strong. Well, not physically, at least. Got to be strong mentally and emotionally. Trust me, that's what matters.
Ma says that all the time. Or she did, at least when she was here.
Listen, your mom was right. And just because she's not here does not mean that she doesn't love you. Never forget that, all right? Give me some.
They fist bump.
And hey, Big E, you never forget that Grandma is here, willing and ready and waiting for you, baby. You are so fine.
Grandma, seriously, please.
What? He's cute.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. The garage was a mess today.
Steve eyes Denise.
Denise?
She glances at him.
Steven?
Oh, look, Dad. It's the best part.
Oh, yeah, this is where Big E makes his pecs bounce. Up and down, up and down. Oh, my God, it drives me wild. Go, Big E! Woo! Yes!
For the record, we have different opinions on what the best part is.
He nods, his eyelids heavy.
Dad, remember when you said every wrestler has a weakness?
I guess I did say that, yeah.
Well, I think Jimmy Uso's is his temper.
On TV, Kofi punches Jimmy Uso.
Oh, see? Look, he ran straight into Kofi. He wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, that is very cool, man. Very cool.
Steve plods away.
Oh, look. They're about to make a big announcement.
WWE Universe, I'm the A-lister. The most must-see WWE superstar in history, The Miz. And the time has finally come. You have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to become the next NXT superstar. So if you think you have what it takes, get your butt down to Fallbridge.
I'm sorry, hang on. Fallbridge?
Yes, Fallbridge.
Fallbridge?
That's right. Fallbridge. The WWE is hosting a winner-take-all tournament where two finalists will square up inside a steel cage. The winner will receive not only an NXT contract, but a $50,000 cash prize. So don't miss out on this awesome opportunity.
The WWE is coming right here to Fallbridge?
What? Yeah, baby! Woo!
They high-five. Steve returns.
Hey, where is my bread?
It was stale. I threw it out.
Oh, Becky Lynch, yes!
Lynch struts on TV.
Dad, remember that time we went to Raw and Mom met Becky Lynch after the show?
Yes, I do remember that. That was a very fun time for your mother. You know what? It's fine. I have like two or three emergency sandwiches hidden in the kitchen somewhere.
Steve leaves. Leo gazes after him. Denise works her jaw. Later, Steve and Denise stand by the kitchen sink.
You can't keep doing that. You change the topic every time he brings up his mother, or run out to the garage and work on that car.
Well, what happened with Rachel is a sensitive subject, and I'm just not quite sure how to broach it.
In Leo's room.
How would you know that? You avoid talking to him.
To my credit, I only avoid talking to him about his mother leaving.
Steve, Rachel leaving was a surprise to all of us. You gotta unpack this.
Can we talk about anything else? Please. I mean, there are 1,000 things that I would rather do than talk about my wife leaving me for someone else. With her mother.
You know, it may not mean much, but I, adjusted my schedule just to take a few weeks off to come here and try to help you through this.
And I appreciate that. Look, as soon as I can pay down the bank, I will stop driving Lyft, I will go from 2 jobs to 1 job, and I will find some semblance of normalcy, whatever that looks like now. But I still owe the bank like $20,000.
If I don't pay it soon, I might lose the house.
Look, I told you, I'll take out a second mortgage on the store.
No, come on, I can't. This is my mess. I'll clean it up.
Leo listens from his doorway. He shakes his head and goes into his bedroom. Leo pulls the box with the lightning bolt out of his backpack. He opens it and grimaces.
What the?
Leo observes the mask.
Ugh, it's getting worse.
He raises the mask and looks into its empty eye holes. Leo closes his eyes and shakes his head. He stands in front of a full-length mirror. Leo puffs out his cheeks and squeezes the mask over his head. He admires himself.
Ooh, fits perfect. Although, it's almost a crime to hide this Dudley face from the world. Sorry, ladies.
He lifts the mask off his face and frowns.
What was that?
Leo puts the mask back over his face and looks at himself.
That was just you being you, big man. You're a limousine-riding, jet-flying, cool dude with a larger-than-life personality.
He lifts it.
I wet the bed till I was 8.
I wet the bed until I was 8.
Why did that sound so much cooler?
Are you ready to face the man of the hour? The man with the power? The guy who's too sweet to be sour? Ooh, what a rush!
Leo steps away and does a backflip. He stays in the air for multiple spins, then lands. His wardrobe falls toward him.
Oh, no, 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 no!
Leo stops it with one hand.
What?
He extends his index finger. Leo lowers and raises it several inches. He gapes. Next, Leo, wearing the mask, lifts a barbell with heavy weights. He bends a tire iron. Leo does a handstand. He lifts a car by its bumper with one hand. Leo grips his shirt collar and pulls.
Shoot, my favorite shirt!
He zips his hoodie, now in his backyard.
I've been all around the world rocking rings across the globe, and I have never seen a sorrier sight than you. What's that? Bring it? Oh, you boys about to.
Leo kicks a tree. He raises his mask and gapes. Leo runs inside. In his room, he holds the luchador mask in front of the camera lens on his laptop. He snaps a photo. On his laptop, he drags the image of the mask over to an internet search portal. Leo studies the screen. He toggles through images of masks from various cultures. A smile plays across his face. He lies on his bed in different positions, focused on the laptop. Under his covers, Leo scrolls down a list of search results. He clicks on a link titled, Legendary Wrestling Mask. It leads to a scan of a foreign newspaper with a photo of a man in the luchador mask. Leo's eyes widen. He reads text below photos of men wearing the mask.
Legend has it that this mask's mystical powers only work for competitors who are truly deserving of its magic. The mask itself decides who is worthy. The mask was last seen 50 years ago. Whoa.
Next, in the school, a poster reads, Talent Show. Leo spots the 3 bullies by his 2 friends.
Your little buddy Leo ran away from us. So now we're gonna have to take out our frustrations on YouTube.
Guys, just relax.
I'm gonna break your face, nerd.
I prefer the term intellectually advanced person.
Trevor, seriously, not cool.
Guys, somebody!
Leo holds the mask.
Yeah, Trevor, not cool.
They eye Leo, puzzled.
I think you should leave them alone.
All right, fine. Leave them alone. You, however, are a different story.
Leo flicks a light switch. A force snatches Trevor, Mason, and Luke.
Hey, wait, no!
The lights come back on. The three bullies hang by their underwear from the doors of open lockers.
Trevor, Mason, and Luke, principal's office, now.
What? But we're the ones hanging by our underwear.
Leo, principal's office, now.
Leo furrows his brow.
Wait, which way is it?
Second door to the left, right before the bathrooms.
Got it.
Leo walks through the surrounding crowd. The black-haired girl smiles. Later, Steve drives a hatchback as Leo gazes out the passenger window.
What were you thinking, huh? There's three of them. It could have really hurt you.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Just promise me no more fighting, okay? You're better than that. You're better than them. They're bigger than you, sure, but you're stronger than them. In here and in here, right?
Steve points to his head and his heart, then makes a Shaka sign.
Wow. That was really sweet, man. You are definitely getting 5 stars.
A passenger in the back seat nods. Then, at Leo's friend's house.
That was the coolest thing ever today.
I guess that was pretty cool. My dad didn't like it, though.
Who cares? The whole school is talking about it.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
How'd you do it, though? It seemed physically impossible, no offense.
Well...
Oh, look! SmackDown's back on.
They turn to a TV.
Tomorrow in Fallbridge, WWE kicks off its search to find the next NXT superstar. But one man has already registered. Or should I say, one monster.
A promo.
The entire WWE roster should be shaking in their boots right now because Samson has arrived, baby. Remember the name, Samson. And also Frankie Albano, that's me, I'm his manager. Remember that name too, both names.
Dude, he's huge. He's gotta be a shoo-in for that $50,000.
$50,000. Leo wears the mask and faces his bedroom mirror.
All you jabronis better know your role and stay out of my lane.
He lifts the mask off his face.
I look ridiculous.
Dressed as a turtle.
Cowabunga, dude.
Hot Rod shirt.
I came here to chew bubblegum and kick butt. But I'm all out of bubblegum.
Thompson.
He wears a suit.
Leo Thompson.
Dressed as a ghost, then he holds a comb to his lips.
Can you smell? Leo is!
Nah, can't pull that one off.
This is Sparta!
In a toga.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your chance is here. Yeah. Huh.
He wears a blue t-shirt over a black long sleeve. Then he bicycles to a wide building. A sign over the entrance reads, Forum. Leo passes two large men.
Chuck E. Cheese is a block over, kid.
Leo stops just beyond the entrance. One of the large men stares off.
Now I'm hungry.
Leo walks his bike into a patch of shrubbery. He crouches behind a tall bush and pulls the mask out of his backpack. Leo grimaces. He looks into the mask's eye and mouth holes. Leo stands, wearing the mask. He nods.
Here we go.
Inside, a sign reads, NXT Superstar Tryouts.
Next!
Leo stands before a check-in desk.
You're a little small for this, aren't you?
You know what they say, great things come in small packages.
Whatever.
What is your wrestling name?
My wrestling name.
Okay, come on. If you want to compete, I need a name. And you should really think about changing because you will be on television.
My name is... Kid Chaos!
Next!
In an event space in the forum, lights illuminate a central wrestling ring. Wrestlers mingle in seating around the ring. The masked Leo, now going by Kid Chaos, moves to an empty seat near athletic men and women. A stocky man stops him.
Get out of my seat, you little worm!
A big, black-haired man looks over.
Hey, just ignore him, bro. Come on. Have a seat here.
Chaos sits by the black-haired man.
They call me Smooth Operator. But you can call me Smooth. So I'm smooth in the ring, and I got this silky smooth voice.
Sweet. I'm Kid Chaos.
I like you. Nice to meet. Oh, it smells like old bus seats.
The room goes dark. There's a price to pay. Beams of light spin. The Miz stands atop a ramp across the room. He strolls down it and approaches the ring. The Miz gets into the ring and raises both palms. He brings a microphone to his lips.
Who here is ready to be a superstar? That's right, I'm The Miz, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this winner-take-all NXT competition.
I'll be your awesome host, watching on as we
You're
test
from
your
Leo?
Strength,
no,
skill,
I did not.
And agility. We'll then have
3 weeks of bone-crushing bouts, with the final two meeting inside a steel cage of... What is that?
Samson enters the event space.
Wow, he's huge!
Dude, he's massive!
Frankie Albano stands nearby.
Sorry we're late, but I had to feed the beast. He had 4 whole chickens for lunch today. Yeah, you should have seen the look on the chickens' faces.
My God! Have a seat.
Samson goes to a chair.
Oh my gosh, look at this motley crew. It's gonna be easier than I thought. You know what? I'm just kidding. Good luck to none of yous.
Samson sits. The chair collapses. He rises.
We prefer to stand.
Are you done?
I am, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, let's get started!
Chaos and Smooth beam.
Barrel toss!
The stocky man hurls a keg across the room. Measurements on a mat mark the distance of the throw. A man in a cowboy hat tosses the keg. Samson throws 2 at once. Both go beyond the other tosses. Chaos raises a keg over his head and flings it. Frankie, Smooth, The Miz, and others gape. The keg bursts through the roof and lands on a car outside.
Beat the dummy!
Smooth backflips off the ring ropes and lands on a dummy. Then, Chaos sends a dummy flying out of the ring. The Miz eyes Chaos, open-mouthed.
Wow!
Awesome!
Agility test! Let's see how you guys are on the top rope.
Prospective wrestlers slam onto mats. Then, Samson stands alone atop the mat in the center of the ring. He steps onto the first turnbuckle.
Come on, big guy. Gotta go all the way to the top.
Samson considers. The Miz shakes his head. Samson raises his fists. He stays on the lowest turnbuckle.
Or not. All right, Kid Chaos, your turn to show off those skills.
Chaos jumps from the top turnbuckle. He lands atop the ropes in the opposite corner.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Later.
And the next finalist is... Smooth Operator!
Beside the ring, Smooth raises his fist. He fist bumps Chaos, then joins Samson and other finalists inside the ring. He takes the Miz's mic.
Thank you, Miz.
The Miz takes it back.
Can you not do that?
Smooth nods.
And the last finalist moving on to the tournament is...
Chaos sits beside the ring, his hands clasped.
Kid Chaos!
Behind a set of barriers, fans hold their hands high. Chaos jumps up and rolls into the ring.
Way to go, boy.
The Miz holds the mic toward Chaos.
Miz, you made the right choice. Because I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Chaos rules!
And there they are, folks. Your 16 tournament competitors.
Samson pushes a competitor out of his way. At night, Leo, unmasked, walks his bike home. He sneaks toward the front door. Leo shines a flashlight at a downspout beside the front porch. He climbs it. He pushes his window open and slides inside his dark bedroom, one leg at a time.
Little late, isn't it?
Later, they sit.
So this is a stinky mask with powers.
You can't tell Dad. He'll kill me.
Baby, you found a magical mask. It's not like you got a D in science.
I know, but I could win $50,000, and then we could keep the house.
Denise narrows her eyes.
I overheard you and Dad talking.
Look, Leo, that is not your concern, okay? You're 11 years old, and I'm sure your dad will figure out a way to save the house, or I will.
But what if this is the way? Not just to save the house, to fix everything. If I win the money, Dad won't have to work so much, and who knows? Maybe Mom will even come back.
Denise gives a slight smile.
Oh, baby. If I let you do this, you cannot get hurt or I will kill you.
I won't, Grandma. With this mask, it's like I really am a WWE superstar. It somehow takes what's inside of me and makes it awesome. Like, I can say or do anything.
All right. Just please promise me you'll be careful.
He reaches for the lightning bolt box.
Uh-uh. I say promise.
I promise.
Now, in the school library.
Dude, where were you last night?
I didn't feel well.
Man, you missed out. Still don't know who I'm rooting for. Definitely not Samson. He sucks. Smooth Operator seems kind of cool. I like the little guy. Kid Chaos. Oh, yeah, he's crazy strong for his size.
They glance at Leo, who stares off. Across the room, the black-haired girl browses a bookshelf.
Hey, yeah. Creepy staring guy? Why don't you go talk to her?
No, I can't do that. She's, like, smart and cool and popular.
She's just a person.
Then you go talk to her.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that.
Why is that? No passion?
Come on, David. You're strong enough to take on Trevor and Mason. You can talk to Erica. Just summon that guy.
Leo glances at his backpack and smirks. Then, he stands on the other side of the bookshelf.
Some say a life without books is a life not worth living.
Huh? Who is that?
What up? Leo Thompson here.
You sound different.
Just a little cold. Don't want to get you sick. Wouldn't be cool.
He peers through a crack in the shelf.
Hey, that's a great book.
You've read Percy Jackson?
Are you kidding? I love Rick Riordan. Have you read The Trials of Apollo? That's my jam right there.
Cool.
So, Erica, I've noticed we're in a few classes together. I was wondering if you want to get our study on sometime.
I mean, I guess. Sure.
Actually, how about we talk on the phone?
I'm free tomorrow. I'll call you at 4.
Perfect. Talk to you then.
Yes.
He flips. Then, at Leo's house.
All right, family. I hope you are hungry, because I have made for you an authentic Italian feast, huh? Daddy's special cooking. Dig in.
All right.
Leo eats.
Real authentic. I feel like I'm in Tuscany.
Denise, I will ask you to hold your sarcasm, please, because clearly my son enjoys my cooking. Wow, you really... You're very hungry. Are you okay?
Well, I've been burning a lot of calories lately. Must be all that brain busting I'm doing at school.
Well, I did pile drive you to the library yesterday.
Well, my teacher got a real super kick. I didn't be doing all that extra credit.
Well, there's no way you're gonna power bomb your next big test.
Yeah.
Steve looks at the two of them. He shifts his gaze. His smile fades.
Also, at work today, I put the sleeper hold on the brake line of a 1988 Toyota Tercel, so...
Leo looks at his food. Steve gives Denise a helpless head shake. Denise nods with a weak smile.
I made the salad.
She grabs a piece of lettuce. Now, the NXT competitor bracket appears.
WWE Universe, it's time! Our 16 competitors are jacked up and ready to do this.
In the ring, Lights Out Leslie wins a match. Then, the stocky man, Stinkface, rubs a bald man's head into his armpit. He does an elbow drop on him. Stinkface wins. Smooth shoulders his opponent into the ropes, then throws him onto the mat. Smooth wins. Samson holds a short-haired man by the throat. The short-haired man punches Samson's stomach. Samson slams the man down and pins him.
1, 2, 3!
Samson wins.
Big Billy Beaver!
The man in the cowboy hat, Big Bill Beaver, swings a lasso. Then, in a backstage area...
Yo, Kid Chaos.
Congrats, Smooth.
Oh, thanks, bro. How you feeling?
I feel like I'm about to hop on a lightning bolt and ride it like a fucking bronco.
Yeah.
And his opponents, Kid Chaos.
Leo, dressed as Kid Chaos, enters the event center. Denise watches.
Oh, baby. Come on, Chaos! Kid Chaos!
Woo! Chaos strolls down the ramp toward the ring. He passes a ref who towers over him, then walks up the ringside steps. He beams at the audience, then climbs through the ropes. An audience member holds a Kid Chaos sign. Behind Chaos, Billy throws a practice kick. Chaos nods at the ref. Billy removes his hat and fixes his long hair. The ref glances at the two of them, then shakes his finger. The muscular Billy rushes at Chaos, who ducks and crosses the ring. He turns back. Billy lifts Chaos, his legs flailing over Billy's head. Billy swings Chaos around his torso. Chaos wraps his arm around Billy's neck. Billy traps Chaos over his shoulder, then brings him down.
Shut it down, little hugger!
Billy lays atop Chaos.
Hey! Don't you touch my baby!
1, 2!
Chaos pushes Billy into the air. Billy lands on his stomach. Chaos raises his arms toward the crowd. Billy grabs his rope from the corner and catches Chaos with the lasso. He spins Chaos around him and throws him into the corner. Chaos lands against the turnbuckles. Chaos removes the lasso and jerks at the rope. It whips back into Billy's face. Billy slams into the corner where Chaos last stood. Billy follows Chaos, who runs atop the ring ropes. Both still hold either ends of Billy's rope. Chaos sprints atop the highest ring rope. He dashes in a circle around Billy, tying him up. Billy wriggles, his arms bound to his sides. Chaos grins. He and Billy exchange a look. Chaos yanks the rope, and Billy lands on his back. Chaos grits his teeth. He bounces on the ring ropes to his right, flips, and lands an elbow drop on Billy. Chaos pins him.
1, 2, 3!
Chaos stands. The ref raises Chaos's hand.
Chaos! 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 Chaos!
Denise holds her phone. Text appears, Kid Chaos, winner. His name and photo join the other finalists on NXT's Round of 8 bracket. Later, Leo sits in his room, coloring in the text, Chaos Rules, on a drawing of himself. A clock reads 3:55 p.m. Leo pulls the luchador mask out of the lightning bolt box. He exhales. Leo squeezes the mask over his head. He extends his thumb and pinky, making a phone with his hand.
Erica, good to hear from you. How's it going out there? I'm sure you're crushing it.
Leo, come down here!
Downstairs.
Oh, hey, Leo.
Huh, Erica. Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I know I said I'd call, but I take dance lessons right down the street, so I figured I'd just come over. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. It's fine, sweetie.
Yeah, it's totally okay. I just give me a second, okay?
Leo runs upstairs.
You know, that is so crazy that you're a dancer, because I'm a dancer too. Like back in the 80s, I was a pop lock master. Oh my God, I was so funky fresh. Tap me.
Erica reaches toward her hand. Denise pops and locks. She moves slowly, then erratically.
In your face!
Leo enters his bedroom.
Okay, she's here. In your home. Okay, just breathe. You can do this. You can be cool.
He gazes into his full-length mirror.
Yeah. You can be cool.
His smile fades.
You can't be cool.
Leo glances toward the mask, resting on his bed. He looks at his reflection, wide-eyed. Leo steps downstairs, unmasked, wearing his backpack. Erica sits at the dining table.
You want to start with science?
Yeah, sure. But first, let's get you a drink.
I'm good. I got my water.
So you want another drink to go with your water? Don't worry, I'm on it. Totally got it.
Erica wrinkles her brow. Leo goes into the kitchen and dons the mask.
Sorry if I was a little jumpy there. Not usually my style. In fact, some people say I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow.
Denise enters.
What people say that?
He waves her off.
What?
And since I don't want to get you sick with my cold, I think I should maybe stay in here while we work. But first, let's get you a drink. Grandma's lemonade. Erica, I think this stuff is really gonna knock your socks off.
Sounds great.
He throws the mask in the fridge.
Hey, look who it is.
Leo takes out the lemonade and steps away.
What is that smell?
Oh, the smell? What smell?
Well, that smells me. Never buy perfume off the back of a truck.
Behind Erica's back, Denise mouths, I got you.
Anyway, here, you'll like this. It's lemony and full of lemons, like the ripe and stuff, and it's like squeezing.
You're funny. Should we go start studying?
Yeah, let's get to it.
The NXT round of 8 bracket appears. Stinkface fights Kid Chaos for the semi-finalist title. They square off against each other in the ring.
No lassos this time, tiny dancer. Just you and me. What you gonna do?
First off, jabroni, I'm gonna try to touch you as little as possible while doing this.
Chaos runs forward. Stinkface tries to grab him. Chaos dodges his grasp. Stinkface rushes at him. Chaos jumps over him. He smiles. Chaos leaps and straddles Stinkface's neck. He presses the side of Stinkface's head.
Ew! The match just started. How are you so sweaty?
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
Chaos falls backward. Stinkface crosses the ring. Chaos bounds toward him. Stinkface swings his backhand. Chaos ducks and punches his stomach. Stinkface grabs Chaos and rubs his sweaty beard over Chaos's mask. He burps in Chaos's face.
Into my mouth! Into my mouth!
Chaos falls.
Time to squash the worm!
Stinkface shakes tensely. He does the worm across the ring, heading toward Chaos. Chaos kicks off against the nearby rope and slides through an opening between Stinkface's legs. Stinkface belly flops, then stands. He looks toward the crowd.
I think it's time to start cooking with gas!
He bends over and farts. The air around Stinkface distorts, like ripples in water. The fart blows Chaos backwards. Chaos grips the top rope, holding on against Stinkface's breaking wind. Chaos's eyes close. Attendees hold their noses. The foul air blows back people's hair and cheeks. At home, Chaos's friends watch. One covers his mouth, the other retches. In the audience, Denise scowls. Chaos flies forward and headbutts Stinkface. Stinkface plops to the ground. Chaos moves to dive on him, then stops.
Nope, too stinky.
He sets his foot on Stinkface and holds his nose.
One, two, three!
The ref holds up Chaos's hand. Denise beams. Leo's friends high five.
Unbelievable. I can't. Let's go. Come on.
Samson grabs a snack from a bystander and follows Frankie out. Then, Chaos and Smooth walk through a backstage hallway.
So now it's you versus me to see who takes on Samson.
It's been a long road, huh?
I've been at this for nearly a decade. I even started training right out of college.
Wow. You've been in it for that long?
Yeah, I put in the time, bro. I even had a couple tryouts with WWE. I didn't get signed. So this time, I've got to win and make them sign me.
I love that commitment.
Thanks. Nobody wants it more than me. So, what do you think? You gonna take it easy on me out there?
Depends. Are you gonna take it easy on me? Didn't think so. May the best man win.
Fair enough. It was worth a try.
Now, Steve works on a car outside his garage. On the other side of the garage, Denise tries to find the best angle for a selfie.
What? The lighting is better over here.
My followers demand excellence.
You know, at this point, your followers are pretty much 80% bot.
You're just jealous because I don't follow you back.
No, it's just a fact. We're all pretty much followed by bots. Hey, how's it going, man?
I was realizing that we haven't spent much time together, you know? And we definitely haven't had time to have a man-to-man conversation, so...
Okay.
Who's Erica? Huh? I mean, before yesterday, she didn't even exist. I'd hear about her from...
Steve gestures toward Denise.
TMZ over there.
Yeah, she's my new friend.
Your new friend? That's very cool. Very, very cool.
Well, if you really want to have a man-to-man talk, I was thinking, and since Mom's gone and stuff...
I do want to have a man-to-man talk, and I was thinking, too, you know, I haven't had a chance really to show you, like, what I do, and so I was thinking, God forbid you break down on the side of the road or something, you should know where the fuel filter is, which is this thing right here. So this thing, especially
Dad,
in this old American...
I'm sorry, but can we maybe do this another time? I'm supposed to meet with my friends at the diner.
You going out?
Yeah, Caleb got an A in his Spanish test. His mom's treating us.
Yeah, man, go. Have fun with your friends.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
When will I get to see Mom again?
Steve sets a tool aside and crosses his arms.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Promise.
Leo nods and trudges away.
Okay.
Have fun. Have a good time. Celebrate that A.
Steve looks toward Denise. Her hands rest on her hips. He lowers his gaze. At Dee's diner, Leo, Caleb, Riaz, and Erica sit in a booth.
So check it. What if Kid Chaos is actually just Kevin Hart in a mask researching a new role? Maybe he's a method actor.
That's insane. He's not that small. Kid Chaos is like Leo's size.
Trevor, Luke, and Mason come over.
Erica, why are you hanging out with these weirdos?
They're not weirdos. They're my friends. And also, one of them hung you up by your underpants the other day. So maybe you should be a little nicer.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Trevor leaves one way. The others go another way.
This way!
So wait, we're like official friends? I mean, yeah, do you guys not want to be?
No, we don't talk to you.
Cool. So, any of you doing the talent show?
I was going to submit my short film, but I doubt I'll finish it in time.
You haven't even started it, man.
That's why I doubt I'll finish it.
You infuriate me.
Erica grins.
Wait, are you going to do it?
Put your dancing lessons to use? I don't know, it's a big crowd and I'd be up there all alone, so.
Well, what if I dance with you?
Wait, really? You do that?
Yeah. You do that?
Yeah. Not that great, but if you want me to, I'll give it a try. I mean, what are friends for?
Hey, you!
A hooded man.
Right here, Pops.
People flee.
Empty the register now!
I am. Promise.
The safe, too. Open it!
Leo and his friends duck.
Let's go. I ain't got all day.
Okay, don't freak out. There's a guy robbing the place, and you're telling us not to freak out? What are you...
Leo pulls out the mask.
Oh, Leo!
What the...
I'm sorry I didn't tell you guys before. I should have...
Come on, hurry up! If I gotta ask you one more time, this place is gonna get messy. Let's go!
I'll explain later.
Leo, as Kid Chaos, gets out from under their table.
Come on, hurry up!
I'm working on it, okay?
Ice cream hits the robber in the face.
Who did that?
Your worst nightmare!
It's Kid Chaos!
Chaos stands on the bar. The robber backs away, wide-eyed. An old man watches as he drinks. Chaos hurls scoops of ice cream at the robber, rapid fire. He throws the ice cream scoop, a pepper mill, and other items.
Oh, all right!
A napkin dispenser hits the robber. He falls. Chaos drags the robber across the bar top, past plates and cups. He turns the robber and pushes him back down the bar. The robber slides off the end of the bar top. Oh. Chaos lifts him to his feet and throws him out an open door. The robber bounces off an outdoor table and lands on a folding table outside the diner patio. It collapses.
Yeah!
Two police officers take the robber away.
Have fun in jail. See you in one. 5 to 10 years.
Later, with a news reporter.
So what made you decide to help?
That's just how the people's champions work. When I'm around, crime is down. Chaos rules.
He's a hero now.
Please turn it off. Turn it off. Please turn it off.
Samson grimaces at Frankie, then punches the TV.
Can you not destroy everything you touch?
I got that on Black Friday.
Samson looks away and bites a stick of butter.
Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot watch you eat any more butter. Please take that outside. Please.
Samson slips on a piece of waxy paper.
Oh, my God, you!
Frankie picks up one of the pieces of wax paper littering the floor, a butter wrapper.
Are a genius. Kid Chaos, you butter watch out.
See what I did there?
Denise and Steve stand in the kitchen.
You know, let me get this straight. So Leo tries to open up to you about his mom a little earlier, and you just told him we'll figure it out?
Steve rearranges glasses on a drying rack.
It is insane to me that you do not get how these dry quicker when they're upside down, because then the water is not in the end of it. Doesn't matter, but, like, gravity is...
He leaves.
Hey, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, you are.
I'm mad at myself, honestly. I just...
They stop outside the garage.
I don't have the answers. I don't know when he's gonna see Rachel next, and it sucks.
Well, I hate to say it, but Leo needs a little more. And he's a smart kid. He can handle it.
You want me to tell him that his mom met someone else and moved to New York? And apparently doesn't have time to call him. I think he can handle that.
Okay, yes. My daughter could use a little help in the mom department, and yes, she should call more.
This parenting is so hard. So much easier with the two of us, and I honestly...
This is gonna be our new normal. And you gotta stop running from it and hiding out here in the garage.
I am not hiding out here in
yes,
the garage.
No,
I'm not. Yeah, I guess I am.
They gaze at the hoodless car by their side.
Steve's mother left, but his dad is still here.
She pats his shoulder and steps away. Then, at Leo's friend's house.
I can't believe we're friends with a superhero. You're like Spider-Man.
Miles Morales Spider-Man, not Tom Holland Spider-Man. Or Andrew Garfield.
Or Tobey Maguire.
Yes, thank you.
Bet I'm stronger than Spider-Man.
Someone's getting cocky.
Dude, we're totally going to your semifinals. We can be your posse.
We need to make t-shirts stat.
Let's make a mood board.
The two friends scamper to a laptop. Erica edges toward Leo.
So, were you wearing the mask when you talked to me in the library that day? And at your house?
Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to make a good impression.
For the record, I prefer the real Leo. And you know what? I think you kind of inspired me. I think I'm gonna sign up for the talent show.
Good for you.
I'll take you up on that offer to dance with me. I don't need you to do much, just, you know, bust a few small moves.
Small moves? I can do small moves.
No, he's a dancer. So cocky.
Now, in the school cafeteria, Leo high-fives classmates. Trevor, Mason, and Luke narrow their eyes. In Leo's backyard, Leo and Erica practice dance moves. Then, Leo enters his messy bedroom. He looks around, open-mouthed. Wearing the mask, he rapidly clears clothes from the floor, makes his bed, and pushes in his desk chair. Leo looks at his clean room and smiles. Leo and Erica make synchronized movements with their arms. Riaz records them. Next, in PE class, Trevor, Mason, and Luke spot Leo and Erica through an open doorway. Leo points at them as he and Erica walk away. Trevor scowls. In the backyard, Leo and Erica dance together. Caleb taps along. Erica smiles at him and Riaz. Leo gazes off. By the garage, a masked Leo throws a trash bag down the long driveway. It lands in the open trash can, standing on the street. Leo pumps his fist.
Yes.
At night, in the garage, Steve notices the bent tire iron. Now, the NXT semifinals bracket appears. In the NXT event space, Samson faces off against Lights Out Leslie. Leslie kicks Samson in the stomach. He pushes her into the corner of the ring. In the stands, Erica, Caleb, and Riaz gape. Leslie drop kicks Samson.
Come on, Samson, let's go, let's go!
Leslie leaps towards Samson. He catches her.
That's your first mistake.
He swings her around his body.
Here's your second mistake.
He slams her down.
Oh, that hurt.
Samson pins her. Samson yanks his hand away from the ref. At home, Steve gets into his car and turns on the rideshare sign over his dashboard. Backstage, at the NXT event, Denise stands by Leo and scrolls through her phone.
Oh, look at Des said good luck tonight. I mean, he meant with the talent show, but still. Oh, look, he's also taking the weekend off. Maybe you guys can get together and talk, chill, huh?
Yeah, sure, maybe I just can't think about that right now.
Right. You're right, time to focus. Okay, baby, you ready?
Are you kidding? Kid Chaos is about to check into the SmackDown Hotel and take the elevator all the way up to the penthouse and do what he does best, get the W.
It's almost scary how you do that.
Leo raises the mask.
It's cool though, right?
Yeah. Oh. Chaos time, baby, come on. Let's go. Go get him.
Leo, as Kid Chaos, joins Smooth.
What up, Smooth?
What's up, kid? Hey. Check this out.
They look out into the event space.
All the fans out there, and they're here to see us. Crazy.
Yeah, it's so cool. I dreamt about this ever since I was 10 years old.
Me too.
And now, our last semifinal match of the evening, with the winner facing Samson next week in a steel cage. First up, Smooth Operator!
Showtime.
Smooth descends the ramp. In the stands, a fan holds a Smooth Operator poster. Smooth gestures to the crowd. He steps into the ring and takes the mic from the announcer.
Hey, you looking out of town.
NXT Universe, I'm here to show you no one can stand to this.
Frankie and Samson approach.
And no one should sing like that. You're terrible. You're terrible. Feast your eyes on a real man. Feast your eyes on a real man! Feast your eyes on that man, half numb!
Ringside, Frankie discreetly pulls out a bottle of extra slick ski wax and pours it on the ring stairs.
Look at him! Look! What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Who are you?
And his opponent, from right here in Fallbridge, Kid!
Chaos runs down the ramp. Chaos walks up the staircase. His sneaker squishes in the puddle of wax. Chaos raises his arms and points at fans. He smiles, then goes to enter the ring. He slips and lands on his behind. He pulls himself up and stumbles over the second rope into the ring. Denise and Leo's friends wrinkle their brows.
I guess he put on his two left shoes today.
His slick feet stagger towards Smooth. They shake hands.
Bro, are you okay?
Chaos puts on a smile.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Okay, because it's go time.
Smooth yanks Chaos. He bounces off the ropes and into Smooth's flexed chest. Chaos flies out of the ring, landing on several fans.
Ouchihuahua!
Chaos feels the bottom of his sneaker.
They put something on my shoe!
He must have hit his head on the turnbuckle one too many times, ref. And besides, once the bell rings, the match must go on!
That's right. There's nothing I can do.
Sorry, bro.
Smooth lifts Chaos out of the front row and throws him into the ring.
Come on, get
up, baby, get
up! Smooth hops up to the ropes.
I'll bring the chaos, bro.
He launches himself into the ring, slamming belly first onto Chaos. Smooth pins him.
One,
Chaos hurls Smooth into the air. Smooth lands on a corner of the ring, gripping a turnbuckle. Smooth winks at Chaos, then backflips. Chaos rolls out of the way. Smooth lands in the center of the ring. Chaos stands against the ropes. He dodges Smooth's clothesline and ducks under another. Chaos's feet skid with each step. Smooth sizes him up. They circle each other.
Chaos rules? Show me.
Smooth tries landing a move. Chaos sidesteps each attempt. He grips Smooth's midsection and lifts him over his head. Chaos's feet slide across the ring. He tosses Smooth into the air, then jumps and flips. Chaos lands an elbow drop on the grounded Smooth. He pins Smooth and the ref comes over. In slow motion.
Kick out!
Chaos punches the air.
What was that, ref? That was a fast count.
Woo! We're going to the final!
Chaos takes Smooth's hand.
I did not put that stuff on my shoe.
He helps Smooth up to a seated position.
Don't worry about it, bro. Best man won.
They fist bump. Chaos takes the microphone from the ref.
I want everybody in this arena and at home to know something. Smooth Operator is a good man!
Smooth rises to his knees. He pats his chest.
And come next week, I'm gonna bring a dictionary to the ring. Because I'm gonna teach Samson a new word.
Then, on a walkway overlooking the event space, a staff member carries a plate of donuts toward a green room. Frankie crosses his path.
Ah, what are you sneaking up on me like that for? Donuts go inside. Donuts go inside to the giant man who eats everything. Kid Chaos, what are you doing to me?
Below the walkway.
I don't like wrestling.
But wow.
I think you literally broke the laws of physics. I mean, what else can you do in that mask? Fly? Teleport?
It's not that type of magic.
Frankie spies.
Excuse me, Kid Chaos?
Sorry to interrupt. We need you for the post-match press conference.
You mean another public forum to make fun of Samson? My pleasure.
Wait, Kid Chaos, the talent show?
Oh, right. Can you give us a minute?
Sure.
The staff member waits.
Alone?
Oh, yeah.
She and another staff member leave. Chaos goes to his friends and removes his mask.
I'll leave as soon as I'm done.
It starts at 6 p.m. sharp.
All right, well, I'll drive you kids there. Leo, you sure you don't want us to wait with you?
I'm okay. Thanks, Grandma. I've got to deal with this. I'll leave right after.
Okay, give me some.
Their hands meet.
All right, let's go. Do not take your socks off in my car.
Frankie slowly rises.
Yeah, it's a magic mask. It's a magic mask.
Frankie double-takes at a staff member carrying another plate of food toward Samson. Later, Kid Chaos, Samson, and Frankie hold a press conference.
So, Samson, how do you feel about the upcoming match? Are you excited to be in the finals?
And you can quote him on that.
Thoughts on your opponent here?
He glowers at Chaos. His fist smashes a table in half.
Oh, boy!
Kid Chaos. Thoughts on Samson?
Yeah, Kid Chaos. Why don't you tell us what's going on in that little brain of yours, okay? And be sure to use your big boy voice.
Frankie, Frankie, Frankie.
That's my name. Said three times.
Do you ever stop talking?
Sometimes.
To Samson.
And do you ever start? Seriously, what is up with these grunts? Say one actual word. I'm begging you. In fact, let's start with an easy one. Five letters, two syllables. Loser!
Uh-oh. Now you did it.
Now you done and did it.
Samson rushes at Chaos.
Watch out.
Four men hold him back.
Watch out. You got him mad now.
Chaos smiles and shakes his head.
All right, don't hurt him, Sam. Don't hurt these boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Samson, a man of no words, no class, and come Saturday night, No NXT contract.
Samson lifts two of the men holding him.
All right. Oh, you shook the BI. Why are you grabbing me? I didn't break the table.
Kid Chaos, we need you to shoot a couple quick promos for the match. Cool?
He glances at a clock that reads 5:54.
Of course.
Great, this way.
In an RV.
All right, stop. No. Don't stop breaking. Oh, don't break my stuff. Come on, stop it, Samson. Samson, not my lamp. Come on, stop doing that. Oh, not the window. Stop. Sorry, calm down.
Frankie pats Samson's back.
Calm down. All right, I'm sorry, but calm down. Calm down. I get it. He embarrassed you. I get it. But I have some great news. Kid Chaos. He's just a kid.
Samson knits his brow.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's just a kid. That mask he wears, it has magical powers. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. I saw it with my own eyes.
But I want you to worry, okay? Because Frankie Albano has got a plan.
At the talent show, Denise, Caleb, and Riaz find seats in the auditorium. On stage, Erica peers out from behind a curtain. She wears a sleeveless sweatsuit and sports two buns atop her head. She and Denise share a wave. Erica's eyes scan the crowd. At the NXT Event Center, Kid Chaos faces a camera.
So tune in Saturday night to watch Kid Chaos knock Samson out.
Cut. Great. Great, that was great. That's how you point, Rod. You see how you pointed there? You said, oh, that was good.
The director gives a point. Leo points back.
Let's get some ults.
At the talent show, a ballerina spins. Backstage.
Miss Cartwright, could you move us to the end, like, to the very end? Leo's not here yet.
Still waiting on half your act. Well, I'll just pop you at the end. Sounds like a strong finale.
On stage, the ballerina stumbles. She shuffles to a new spot. Now, Kid Chaos descends a staircase at the event center.
Anything for my family!
At the talent show, a girl in a marching band top plays the trumpet. Trevor, Luke, and Mason make faces. One of Leo's friends records with a phone. Denise nods along. Backstage, Erica stands by Miss Cartwright. She glances toward the audience, then Miss Cartwright's clipboard. At the event center, Chaos slides down the staircase railing. He beams and points. Chaos poses for photos with fans, then signs autographs. At the talent show, a boy in a tuxedo bows. He holds a top hat and a magic wand. Miss Cartwright steps on stage as he ambles off.
Well, that was spectacular. Up next, we have Erica Bartlett and Leo Thompson.
Woo! Erica tentatively walks on stage alone.
Just Erica Bartlett.
Erica stands with her back to the audience. She glances over her shoulder, then resumes her opening stance. Erica turns and shuffles rhythmically toward the audience. Erica kicks, skips, and steps across the stage. She swings her arms, then rolls her eyes. Erica stops, then resumes. She steps diagonally across the stage. In the audience, Caleb removes his sweatshirt, wearing a t-shirt with fruits printed on it underneath. He takes a shiny gold hat from an audience member and heads on stage. Caleb timidly joins Erica.
What are you doing?
Waiting for my downbeat.
He cocks his hat to the side and grins. They dance. Denise and Riaz share a look. Erica and Caleb wave their arms and pump their elbows. They raise and lower their hands, then kick and wobble their knees.
Friends, like, at all.
Erica rolls her shoulders. Caleb does the robot. They throw up their hands and beam. In the audience, Luke and Mason bounce slightly to the music. On stage, Caleb crosses his legs and lands a split. He beckons Erica over. She helps him up. Caleb steps back and points at Erica. She performs a high, sweeping kick. Erica tumbles across the stage, doing a gymnastics routine.
Let it go! Get it!
Erica performs with more vigor, waving her arms, striking a low stance, and turning out her heels.
She's good!
Erica steps backward, rocking her elbows. She swings her fists, kneels, then front flips. Erica lands in a relaxed, seated position. The audience gives a standing ovation. Trevor, Luke, and Mason sit, perplexed. On stage, Erica high-fives Caleb. Outside the school, Leo, as Kid Chaos, bicycles over in fast motion. He passes a column, the mask now removed from his face. Leo jogs into the auditorium and surveys the scene.
Oh, no.
He runs to the stage, where Erica and his two friends mingle.
Thanks, dude.
Caleb gives the gold hat back to the audience member.
Guys. I'm so sorry. The press conference just went on forever. They wouldn't let me leave. What?
Riaz holds up his cell phone. On social media posts, fans pose with Kid Chaos.
Oh, that was... They hounded me. I left as soon as I could.
Riaz plays a video.
I will stay here until every last one of you gets a photo.
Erica eyes Leo, then lowers her gaze.
Okay, fine. Sorry. I lost track of time. How'd it go?
It was awful. Until Caleb saved the day.
Hang on, what?
He can dance. Like, amazingly.
Dancing is my true passion. Deal with it.
I'm so lost.
Yes, you are.
Come on. Are you seriously mad?
Yeah. You ditched me, and this was all your idea.
I know, but I was just doing my job, okay? I mean, it's only a talent show. I've kind of got more important things going on right now.
Well, hello there, Kid Ego.
Whatever, it's true. Sorry that I'm Kid Chaos and you're not.
No, what you are is a jerk.
They leave Leo behind. Next, he exits the school alone. He kicks at the pavement, then proceeds down a set of stairs. His shoulders slump. By the foot of the stairs, he comes upon his bike. It lies on the cracked sidewalk with its front wheel bent at an odd angle.
Having some bike trouble, Leo?
Trevor, Luke, and Mason.
Guys, I've had a long night.
We don't care. Dude, you messed with us.
The only reason I mess with you is because you always mess with me. Because you can.
That's right. We can.
Luke snatches Leo's backpack. Trevor pushes Leo away. Later, Leo walks his wobbly bike home. He shoves it against some bushes and plods up to the porch. Leo wrenches the screen door open. Denise and Steve wait on the living room couch. Leo slogs past.
Hey, buddy.
Leo ignores him. Denise flashes Steve a look and points upstairs. Steve obliges. In his bedroom, Leo colors a drawing of Kid Chaos.
Hey, man. You want to talk about it?
Leo keeps coloring.
Yeah, I can help. I think. Growing up is really hard. But it does get easier. And if we're being honest, it does get harder again.
Denise listens in the hall.
You know, your grandfather and I actually had a great discussion about how hard it is to grow up in the garage working on the Camaro.
I don't want to work on a stupid car with you, Dad.
That's not really what I meant.
Yeah, it is what you meant, because whenever things get too serious, you go and work on the car.
Nailed me. To the core. Listen, I'm...
Please, Dad. I just want to be alone.
Yeah, of course.
He rubs the top of Leo's head and leaves. Denise meets Steve outside the bedroom door. She crosses her arms. Steve shrugs and steps away. Leo opens the lightning bolt box, lying beside his sketchbook. He fingers the mask.
I said...
Easy, killer. Come on. Talk to me. Get your mind right.
I thought the mask would make everything better. I thought it was gonna fix things. But I was wrong. Everything's a mess. It's so unfair.
Didn't you say the mask brings out confidence in you?
Yeah, but...
No buts. Come on. You know, a magical mask is not what makes you strong. Real strength comes from here and here.
She touches his head, then his heart.
Dad said something like that the other day, too.
That's because it's true. Listen, kiddo, your dad really loves you. We both do. And I know your mom leaving, it's been rough on you. It's been hard on me, too. But I gotta tell you, it hasn't been easy on your dad either. Okay?
Leo nods. He wears a slight smile.
Good.
She runs her hand over his head, then eyes his drawing. Next, Leo heads downstairs.
Dad!
He spots a note on the dining room table. Lift calls, see you guys tomorrow, Dad. Leo presses his lips together. Now, in the school cafeteria, Erica sits with Caleb and Riaz. Leo slowly approaches them.
When you came on stage, I had no clue what was going to happen.
Yeah, I've been watching you guys rehearse, so I knew most of it. You know, and I'm pretty vigilant. It was mostly freestyle.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I was a jerk, and you're my best friends. I let all this stuff go to my head. I was stupid. Can you forgive me?
Erica observes Leo. Riaz considers, then raises his fists.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Wait, really?
Yeah. We've been talking, and we've decided you can't really judge a man until you've walked a mile in his mask.
Also, I'm an amazing dancer. I know that seems unrelated, but still, never forget that.
Thanks, guys. So, do you still want to come to...
The cage match dude, yes!
Keep it down. Cage match dude, yes.
Commentators Corey Graves and Renee Young.
WWE Universe, tonight is the night. Two rookies will do battle inside of a 16-foot-high steel cage, vying not only for an NXT contract, but a $50,000 cash prize.
And one of them might even die.
No one's gonna die. That's...
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you seen the size of Kid Chaos?
Yeah, but nobody's gonna die, I promise. But the action is gonna be incredible.
Yes, especially if somebody...
Renee!
Now, at Leo's house.
Hey, family. Guess who got Chinese food? Leo? Denise?
Steve goes into Leo's bedroom.
Leo?
He glances around the room. Wrestling posters and drawings cover the walls. Steve spots a photo of himself, Leo, and Rachel grinning outside an arena. He smiles at the photo. Steve tries setting it back on the dresser, upright. Then, Denise and Leo enter a green room.
So, how you feeling, Kid Chaos?
Good. Just wish Dad could be here.
Okay. Everybody ready for a big
night? Hey, get out of here!
Relax. We know who you are. Leo.
Leo peers out from behind Denise.
There he is. Don't worry, your secret's safe with us, okay? Seriously, it is.
It is?
Yeah, it is. Go get something to eat. Look.
Samson leaves, then sneaks behind Leo.
I'm not here to start any trouble. I come in peace. Okay? But I'm a competitive guy. And you're a competitive guy. We're all competitive people, okay? It's human nature.
Samson swaps out Leo's mask with a fake.
Yeah, things got a little out of hand. And for that, I'm sorry, okay? We're both sorry. Isn't that right, Samson?
Samson returns to Frankie.
That means he's sorry. Anyway, congratulations on making it this far, okay? You really got something, kid. So, good luck tonight.
Frankie and Leo shake hands.
May the best man or kid win.
Samson steps up to Leo. Leo glares at him.
Come on, come on, give him his space. Come on, you gotta warm up anyway. Let's go.
They leave.
Nice delivery, but I ain't buying it. All right, let's get focused. So I went to the thrift store the other day while you were at school. It wasn't as nice as my vintage shop, but I was able to pick out a few pieces and work my magic.
She pulls out a shirt with lightning bolts and a mask symbol.
What do you think about this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
An NXT logo appears on an arena screen. Denise finds her seat.
You like it?
We should have gotten popcorn.
I know.
G-Ma's here.
Hi.
How's it going?
What's up?
Kofi Kingston approaches The Miz in a private box.
What's up, homie?
Kofi!
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd make it.
Oh, come on, man. You know I'd never miss a cage match.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
Welcome, your first opponent, the Shredder from Sheboygan, the Mighty Samson!
Samson strides onto a platform at one end of the arena. Frankie follows Samson and points at the crowd.
And here comes Samson.
Inspired dialogue, Graves.
Frankie follows Samson and points at the crowd. Samson stands in front of the screen, where his name appears. He strides down a ramp toward the cage match ring. Fire plays across the screen. Frankie kneels before Samson and opens a gate to the ring. In the crowd, Luke and Mason give the thumbs down.
Let's go, my man!
Yeah!
They follow Trevor's lead and cheer. In the ring, Samson gestures.
Your next opponent! Your very own hometown hero, it's Kid Chaos!
Kid Chaos enters the arena. The words Kid Chaos, written in the style of his drawings, flash across the screen. Chaos wears a shiny, red and blue sleeveless robe over a shirt that reads KC. Fans jump to their feet. Chaos pumps his fists. He waves Frankie off. Chaos enters the cage and steps through the ropes boarding the ring inside. Then, in the private box.
Wait, hold up. You mean to tell me that this guy is taking on that guy? Like, what am I missing here? Am I missing something?
I know how it looks, but Kid Chaos has been crushing guys twice his size.
For real?
Just wait.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see it.
And finally, your very special guest referee,
WWE Superstar, Sheamus!
Sheamus descends the ramp.
All right, Sheamus! Come on, Rick! Hold it right, Rick! Hold it right!
Sheamus wears a ref shirt and marches to the ring.
Keep it fair, keep it fair.
Frankie offers Sheamus his hand.
Keep it fair, all right?
Sheamus ignores him. Beams of light flash and spin around the ring. Sheamus paces between Samson and Chaos, holding a microphone. He stretches out his arms toward the audience on different sides of the cage.
Welcome to the main event! Two men enter, only one will emerge, a WWE NXT superstar.
Samson raises his arms, Chaos bounces. In his living room, Steve looks through envelopes.
Bill. Terrifying, Bill.
He glances at the TV.
It's famous.
You got this, yeah!
Chaos nods toward his friends. Sheamus considers Samson and Chaos, then looks ringside.
Ring the bell!
Samson kicks Chaos, who slides to the corner of the ring. Chaos rolls away from Samson's stomp. Chaos bounces off a rope and somersaults between Samson's legs.
Whoa!
He jump kicks Samson's stomach and falls, weakly. He tries again and lands on his side. Samson turns to the audience, his palms raised. Chaos rushes forward and latches onto Samson's thigh. In the stands, Caleb covers his mouth. Erica gapes.
What is going on?
Samson whips his leg and launches Chaos across the ring. Chaos lifts his head, dazed. From his waistband, Samson pulls out the real mask.
What the?
Chaos pulls off his mask.
What?
Leo, that nerd?
Leo,
what is this? Kid Chaos unmasked.
I told you someone was gonna die.
Leo sniffs the fake mask. Samson nods with a menacing smile.
This isn't good.
Run, baby, run!
Ringside.
Okay, Samson, put the mask on. Come on, let's go. Pull it down. Pull it down. Use your muscles. Suck in your cheek. Suck in your ears. Suck in your head. Does anybody have any petroleum jelly?
Samson gives up. He hurls the mask to the ground.
Don't step on it! What are you doing with it? Don't.
Samson throws the real mask. It clings to a bar near the top of the cage. Leo locks eyes with Samson and drops the fake mask.
Uh-oh.
Listen, Samson, let's work something out. Maybe cut a deal. For instance, you know, if you don't beat me up now, maybe I'll teach you how to talk.
Break up!
Leo sidesteps him.
New plan. If you don't kill me, I'll introduce you to some new people. Help you make a new friend. Because you need one. Bad.
That's not very nice, am I right?
Leo dodges Samson.
Hey, Samson, leave him alone. He's just a kid.
Samson pushes Seamus aside. Leo crawls to the bars.
He's trying to escape. Get him, Samson.
Samson grabs Leo's ankles and swings him around.
Put him down.
He throws Leo, who lands high against the side of the cage. He grips the bars.
Stay up there, baby.
Hey! I said he's just a kid. Back off, Samson. I'm the official here.
Samson steps back. Seamus turns.
Kid, you all right?
Samson knocks Seamus into a bar, head first, then throws him aside.
Oh, no.
Sam, get up there. Get that mask. Samson's going for the mask. Get the mask. He gets the mask before us. We're done.
Leo starts to climb. Below him, Samson rattles the bars. Leo holds on.
Get the mask. You gotta get up there before him. Get the mask, Samson. Get up there and get the mask. Go, climb.
Samson steps onto the bars.
Oh, my back. Get up there!
Leo, get down!
Steve dashes through the stands.
Leo, get down here! This is your dad!
Steve, where are you going?
Steve, my son! Nope, you're right.
Security. It's fine, we're good.
Ha-ha!
A security guard. Steve runs to the cage.
Leo, you get down right now!
Guards restrain him.
Leo, get down! I'm his dad!
Dad, what are you doing here?
What am I doing? Leo, what are you doing here? That being said, I think you're gonna be okay.
I am?
Yes, remember how I told you every superstar has a weakness? Well, look at this guy, he's sweating. Look at his hands, they're practically trembling.
Below Leo, Samson wobbles.
Well, back at the trials, he refused to jump off the top rope.
That's because he has a fear of heights.
Fear of heights, are you guys crazy? Fear of heights, he loves heights. This guy loves heights, he talks about heights all the time. He climbed Mount Everest last year, so.
Look down, Samson, or is my dad right? Are you scared?
Samson, keep climbing. Keep climbing or I will send you back to that circus in Sheboygan.
If you really want to be the next NXT superstar, you know someday you'll have to get past this. So why don't you do it now? Right now. Look down, Samson. I dare you.
Samson scowls, then glances down. He flinches and trembles. Denise, Erica, Riaz, Caleb, Trevor, Luke, and Mason watch intently. Samson's eyes roll and he falls backward. Steve raises his arms.
I was right about something!
By the top of the cage, Leo takes the mask. He brings it towards his head, then furrows his brow. Leo considers. Denise nods with a slight smile. Leo looks down. Steve gazes at him, smiling. Leo releases the mask. It falls to the ground outside the cage. Leo glances at Samson, lying motionless in the middle of the ring. Leo leaps off the cage and backflips. He lands an elbow drop on Samson.
Samson, get up!
In the box.
Get up! Count!
Sheamus comes to his senses. Leo pins Samson. Leo gets to his feet and beams. The audience stands. Denise and Leo's friends cheer.
That's my son!
Trevor, Luke, and Mason high five.
I told you that's my son!
Sheamus lifts Leo's arm. Steve enters the cage.
Oh my God! Oh my God, you did it!
He hoists Leo over his head, then kneels by his side.
You okay?
Dad, I'm so sorry about all this, and I'm sorry for what I said.
No, it's okay, you were right. And I should have told you. Mom and everything, it's just, it makes me sad, and so I was scared that you would be sad too. But I have to be brave, just like you. And neither of us needs a magical mask to do that. And there's one thing that you can always, always count on. And that's I'm not going anywhere. Ever. I love you.
Love you too.
They hug.
You're still grounded. You're beyond grounded.
The screen reads, Kid Chaos, Superstar. The cage rises around them. Steve holds up Leo's hand.
My son!
Leo beams with his fists raised. The Miz approaches, followed by Renee and Corey, holding a giant check.
Come on, guys, come on, come on!
Denise leads Leo's friends to the ring. The Miz stands by Leo with a mic in his hand.
Now that was awesome! One for the books, Kid Chaos. Or should I call you Leo? That's your real name, right? Also, you're 11?
11 and a half, technically, but yeah.
Leo, how did you do it?
Well, Miss, at the end of the day, I won because I had some really great people in my corner.
He grins at his friends.
That's great. We got a little problem. We can't have an 11-year-old wrestling in WWE, can we?
That's correct. We cannot have an 11-year-old wrestling in the WWE. It's not safe. He's not allowed to do it. But I love you.
Probably not the best idea. But I have a way we can fix this. Since I won, how about I pick my replacement?
Do you have someone in mind?
Yes, I do. Smooth Operator, get down here!
What?
Smooth makes his way through the stands.
Come on, Smooth! He's wanted this ever since he was my age. What do you guys think?
Smooth stands by the edge of the ring. He surveys the crowd, then steps inside.
He's got what it takes.
Smooth smiles at The Miz with raised eyebrows.
Smooth Operator, welcome to WWE!
The Miz hands the mic over to Smooth.
Miz, you won't regret this. Leo, I'll never forget this. In WWE Universe, I'll show you all no one can step to this.
Ooh, yes!
Big fight.
Leo, there's just one thing left to do.
I don't think so, you little brat.
Frankie tries climbing through the ropes, entangling his feet in the process.
Hold on, hold on.
He hops over the top rope and slips. Frankie regains his footing and buttons his tuxedo jacket.
That check belongs to me.
Denise clotheslines Frankie. She bounces off the ropes and checks him with her behind. Frankie flops out of the ring.
Oh! You just got grandma! Hold on, let me take a picture!
She snaps a selfie, then looks at us.
In your face! Leo, 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 Leo,
Leo, Erica, Caleb, Riaz, Denise, Steve, Smooth, The Miz, Seamus, Renee, and Corey pose for a selfie with the giant check. 2 weeks later, in the school gym, Leo approaches a mat.
Now let's go, Leo!
Leo's friends sit with Steve in the stands. Leo and Trevor wear wrestling headgear. They face each other on the mat.
All right, boys, bring it in, shake hands, and give me a good, clean match.
Leo and Trevor shake hands.
Let's see how well you do without the mask, Leo.
Leo glances towards Steve. He taps his head, then his heart. Leo grins.
Yeah. Let's see.
Leo moves toward Trevor. Credits appear. Then Leo, his family, and friends walk through the loading area of the event space.
Hey. Well, let me get a quick selfie with the winner for the gram. And I mean Instagram, not the other G word. Oh, yes.
Nice. Hey, excuse me, Leo.
Hey, man. That was a brave thing you did. I had to come congratulate you myself.
Wow. Thanks, Kofi.
And you must be the proud father.
I am, you bet.
Kofi eyes a dazed Denise.
And who is this beautiful creature?
Denise stares, agape.
Got nothing to say. I've never seen that before.
Oh, this is my
Denise!
Well, the pleasure is mine, Denise.
Kofi kisses her hand. Her eyes glisten. Kofi grins at Leo.
Hey, man, I gotta be honest. I didn't think you could pull it off. But I'm so glad that you proved me wrong. And it's too bad you can't join us from the WWE. You were impressive.
What are you talking about? I'll see you in 10 years, Kofi. And then I'll show you the true meaning of impressive. Believe that.
You're on. Denise?
He nods to Denise. Her eyes follow him as he goes.
I love you!
Wow.
Real hey. Smooth.
Did you see that he kissed me?
Denise studies the back of her hand, then follows Leo, Steve, and the rest of them away. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Richie Pepio. Voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits. Directed by Jay Karras. Screenplay by Larry Postel, Zach Lewis, and Jim Mahoney, and Peter Hoare. Story by Larry Postel. Produced by Richard Lowell, PGA. Executive producers, Susan Levison, Maggie Molina. Co-producers, Jamie Elliott, Ralph E. Portillo. Director of Photography, Karsten Gopinath. Edited by Dan Schalk, ACE. Music by Rupert Parks. Music supervisor, Sarah Bridge. Starring, Seth Carr, Tashina Arnold, Ken Marino, Aryan Simhadri, Mamona Tamada, Glenn Gordon, Keith Lee, Babatunde Ayagbusi, Josh Saharia, Dallas Young, Bodhi Sabangi, Renee Young, Corey Graves, featuring WWE superstars Kofi Kingston, Seamus, with WWE superstar Mike The Miz Mizanin, and Adam Pally. Copyright 2020 Netflix US LLC, all rights reserved.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.